In the first section, on first and last things, the philosopher argues about morality, history, philosophy and culture, and metaphysics. He believes that what we call the world is the result of delusions and fantasies that have arisen during the general development of living beings. A thing is worthy of ridicule because it is thought to contain much, when in fact it is empty and devoid of meaning. Nietzsche believes that the needs of religion in the present must be met by philosophy. It can satisfy as well as annihilate these needs. In the second section of Toward a History of Moral Sentiments, he says that reflection on the human, to human, or psychological observation, is a means of easing one's own life. If one constantly exercises this art, a presence of mind will emerge in difficult situations. In the most dreary situations, one will find guidance and feel better about oneself.